Well, if they learned how to ask the Holy Spirit, then they'd always have the answer. They'd always have an endless supply of abundance that is there for them. That's what that loaves and fishes story symbolized, you know, from 2,000 years ago. What you have is like a bottomless well that you can go to for answers as to what you should do, you know, while you appear to be here. And that can always be available to you. If you cultivate the habit of staying in touch with the Holy Spirit, you will be guided as to what you should do. So when I said this is a very practical form of spirituality, it doesn't take a lot of time. All you have to do is put the Holy Spirit in charge. You know, join with your source once or twice a day. You know, practice forgiveness. I used to think that sounded like a big job, you know, because Jesus forgave the world.